Hello, John.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Dennis. I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Hey, I got your information from a buddy that's in industries. Said you guys were looking to purchase some equipment, and I actually meant to call you last week. I've just been playing catch up, and unfortunately, just now.
Okay.
Bell went off in my head, and I said, "Oh, I got to give this guy a call." But have you guys already made that purchase, or were you still looking to do something there?
No, I didn't. Are you talking about semi-trucks?
Actually, I don't know a whole lot about it. My buddy just said, hey, there's a guy looking for some financing. I wasn't able to get an approval. Can you give him a call? So I thought I'd just give you a call and touch base with you.
Okay. Do you finance, or do you actually have the trucks?
No, we do the financing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we do the financing, and I do know a few vendors. Most of the ones I work with are out of Texas. We're actually in San Diego, so we're not too far from you. I guess you're out in Victorville?
Okay, yeah, I'm up here in Victorville.
Okay. Yeah, actually, dated a girl, had a bunch of family in Hesperia, so we used to go out there quite a bit.
Okay, yeah. I'm just east there a little bit, Lucerne Valley. But
yeah, my stepdad likes it out there. He was stationed out there in the Air Force back in the day, and he always said he wanted to retire out there and get in the high desert. It's good for his arthritis or whatever.
Right, yeah, George Air Force Base.
Yeah, I believe that's what it was, yeah.
Yep. So what do you have?
Well, I haven't looked at anything. Like I said, it was just all I really got was your first name and a number, to be honest with you. So, but I will tell you that as far as getting approvals, we're a lot more lenient than most people out there. We can do collateral deals. We can get pretty creative. I can, and I'll give you an honest answer fairly quickly too. You know, if it's something I do, great. If I can't, then I can also help you out and maybe how to set you up in the future so we can get past whatever might be hindering anything right now. But,
I'm trying to remember his name there. He was with Ascension. He was a broker for Ascension Finance. And they got some bad reviews on several of the websites. But I've been trying to get my credit cleaned up with Credit Karma. And it's showing 629, I think, on the West Coast and maybe 639 on the Midwest. And when he pulled my credit scissor out of Texas, he said I was at 532 or something. And I said, I don't see how. And because I've been working, I don't have any bankruptcies, no repossessions. I've had some late pays. I got a couple charge-offs, but they're all straightened out now. He couldn't do it. Well, then he turned it over to his buddy over in Phoenix, which had the trucks, and his idea, there was a lease, I guess it's a closed-end lease with a $3,000 balloon payment at the end, and he wanted his payments twice a month.
Oh, wow. I mean, the only thing we'll ever ask for up front, I mean, we do have programs where they require 50% down, and if that's kind of last case resort. I mean, obviously, that's a lot of skin in the game, but the most we'll typically ask for is just your first month's payment, last month's payments, and those go towards the loan itself, so you don't have to make your first payment or your last one. And I usually do what's called an equipment finance agreement, so there's no buyout or anything at the end. You own the equipment from day one, and we just have to get our payments, and once those are done, we send out the title to you, and you're golden. Well, we do have some options for like a dollar buyout and stuff like that, but a lot of people...
The neighborhood I was in was, I wasn't looking for anything brand new. I was looking for anything like a 2012 or newer.
Okay.
And $1,200 to $1,300 a month, and no money down. I was going to trade my truck. I've got a 95 that I go over the road, so it's not, it's not limited to California.
Gotcha. Is this as far as semi-truck then?
Yeah, he was going to give me a $5,500 trade-in on my 95, and then
I don't know if it's good or not. Don't know enough about them, to be honest with you, but
right.
But like I said, you shouldn't have to put any money down other than your first month's payment, last month's payment, and those go towards the loan itself with us.
Uh-huh.
How many vehicles do you have? How many power units or trucks do you actually have in your fleet?
I've got two. Well, I'm going to get one. I'm upgrading to a newer truck because of CARB, mainly because of CARB, but I've got two trucks, and they're both paid for. I've got a 1995 that is my work truck, and then I've got a 2000 that I bought with Daimler Chrysler back in 2005, and I paid it off. I paid $60,000 for it.
Okay. It's not bad at all. Well, the only issue that sometimes I run across is if you're interstate, I mean, you're going over state lines, then they require you to have at least two power units, sometimes three, meaning two or three trucks. So you just have the one truck you're looking to upgrade then?
Yeah, I'm going to trade in the one truck, and the other truck, I was going to put the motor back together and either sell it or it's got a blown engine in it. So I've been rebuilding the motor in it.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, what they don't know won't hurt them. If we have two trucks we can show, then this will be a third one. Unless, you know, you might be able to sell that to a private party and not have to trade it in with the transaction that we're doing. Otherwise, we could, you know, if you find a vendor you like to work with, then we could work that in to the deal somehow.
Uh-huh.
How long have you been in business for?
I've been doing this with my own stuff for the last 25 years. And I've been in trucking for 37 years.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're a corporation or a sole proprietorship or LLC or something like that?
No, single proprietorship.
Sole proprietorship, okay. Well, you probably were required at some point to file like an assumed name or a fictitious name filing or something for your company. And
I got it.
Okay, I can use that for your time in business. So as long as you're more than 2 years time in business, and the plates would have to be apportioned on there, I take it.
Yeah, they're going to have to be apportioned plates.
Okay. So on your insurance, how many vehicles would it show that you're currently insuring?
Right now, I'm just showing two. I'd be showing two.
And those are trucks and trailers?
That's just trucks. I sold my trailer in January.
Okay. Well, that's enough. I mean, you've got the time of business. You've got two power units I can use. They don't need to know that it's not running. All I need is a VIN number, a year, make, and model, and I can use your insurance declaration page to show what your fleet is, they call it. And how much would you say you're grossing monthly on bank deposits right now?
Right now, none. That's part of what the issue was. On January the 7th, I was with Packard Transportation out of Chicago. And they terminated my contract because of CARB, the emissions laws. So I was going along with medical.
That just for the state of California, all 50 states, or I know
that's just CARB is just California.
Gotcha.
And they wouldn't renew my plates because they said my truck's too old. That's what started this whole nightmare. So I was going to lease a new truck on with Metalwork out of Billings, Montana.
Okay, I've heard of those guys.
They're going to give me a letter of intent and all that stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think it's something I can definitely look into, and I can give you a yes or no fairly quickly. Everything else seems to be in place. We do have a program where they won't look at the actual bank statements or you know, income as well. But, I'll take a look into it. If you want, I can email you my contact information and our application. Do you have a quote for the truck by any chance?
Yeah, 55. You can offer trade-in?
No, for the other one you're looking into?
No, I kind of backed off of him because I didn't like the payment went up, and then the balloon payment at the end. He was going to do in-house financing on it. And that was on Monday, and I haven't called him back because I didn't like the buyout. I asked him what happened to the $1,200 a month payment, and then he wanted to be paid twice a month, and everything had changed.
Yeah, that sounds like a bait-and-switch situation. It may not have been his fault, to be honest with you. But I get you. That put a bad taste in my mouth, too.
So you just do financing, and you don't actually have an inventory of trucks, right?
No, I do work with some vendors. Like I said, most of them are out of Texas. There is one in L.A., I believe they're in L.A., that they send me a few deals. I finance their clients from time to time. I could get you in touch with her, see what she has. One of my larger clients, I think they have a fleet of like 50 plus. They go to her quite a bit, but most of the time they go to auctions. So if they're going to her versus auctions, she must have pretty good pricing of her products, from what I can tell.
I like what this guy was telling me as far as prices and the year and all that. And he's got trucks sitting over there. But when I talked to him on Monday, he said, well, just come on and bring your truck over. And I said, okay, what are we talking about for finance? And then he told me all that stuff. And I said, what happened to the $1,200 payment? And then the trucks went from 40, I think we were talking 45,000, and I did the math on the payments and everything. It came out almost 60,000. And then he was explaining a little more about the, he said, we're going to do in-house financing, and it's going to be 1,500 and something a month with the payment due every 2 weeks. And at the end of the balloon, at the end of the payments, it's going to be a balloon of $3,000 payoff or buyout. And I just backed away. I just been around it a long time, and like my Century was a simple loan with Daimler Chrysler, and it was 53,000 or something, and no balloon at the end. My payment was 1,200 and something a month for 60 months, and it was a nice easy loan.
Like I said, you know, it may not have been his fault, but I don't know. I know sometimes it can be tough. They find something and an underwriting kicks back the approval of the initial one, and I've dealt with it before myself. But I try to at least be upfront as much as I can with what we have to offer and get a good quick answer. So.
Right. Did you get this information from John Neely?
I did, actually.
Huh?
Yeah, I did, actually. I know him. He's a buddy of mine.
Yeah, he's in San Diego there.
Yeah, him and I used to work together way back when. So he said, hey, you want to talk to this guy, John, and see if you can do something for him?
Well,
I said, sure, why not? Right.
I like John. He was trying to help me.
Yeah, John's a good guy. We'll be friends for life, for sure.
Well, I'll see what you can do and give me a call, will you?
Sure. I don't have a lot of information yet. What I can do is email you our application. And just fill out as best you can, and I can run with it from there. Sometimes I do like to look at 3 months of bank statements. Is that anything that's going to help you out? I mean, are there any deposits at all? Or
right now, just my girlfriend's SSI payment.
Gotcha. Okay.
Until I get back to work.
Okay, well, don't worry about that then. I'll keep that in mind. And from what you've told me, I think we have everything else in place, so should be all right.
Okay. All right.
But, John, what was your email address? What was your email address? I'll shoot her my information.
Yes, it's camshaft47.
C-A-M?
Yeah, S-H-A-F-T, 47.
Camshaft,
at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Do you do any racing or anything like that?
Huh?
Do you do any racing or anything like that?
No, I got that handled because it was my truck. I kept breaking camshafts, so I just.
It's funny. Gosh, well, not funny, but that's where always a story behind something, right?
Yeah. So I just picked the handle up. How soon could you know something? Do I got to fill this application out and then send it back?
Yeah, I need you to fill this out, but it's only one page. There's only a few things on there. It's not all important. But, I mean, if I feel like I can't do it just by looking into it, I'll let you know. I do want to check with a couple of our programs because they change from time to time. And, you know, we have, gosh, probably 30 different ones, so it's kind of hard to remember all, too. But I think I'll let you know quick whether I can do something or not. And, you know, it will be more traditional than what you were offered before. It'll be one payment. And like I said, the only thing they may ask for is first month and last month's payment, but I can try to work with you on that too.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm going to try to use the truck as a down payment because I don't have any money right now.
Gotcha. All right, we can see what we can do. And
well, don't hook me up with Ascension. I did some reviews on them, and they've got bad reviews.
Yeah, they've actually been around for a week. To be candid with you, we can syndicate through them, and we use them from time to time. But yeah, I don't know why they have bad reviews, but I haven't really worked them a lot myself.
Hey, you go on a Rip-Off Report and look at them, and they've got some bad reviews.
And they've been around for a while too, so who knows? Maybe they're better. I really don't know a lot about them, to be honest with you.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's your name?
My name's Dennis.
Dennis, okay.
And John, if this number showed up on your call ID, this is my direct number to you.
All right, sounds good.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon, John.
All right, thanks, Dennis.
You too. Bye-bye.